This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Natalie Beck joins us. Speaking of a national draw, I think she's a national treasure.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, I know this is a big deal today because every year you guys do the awards, the Do Something Great honorees, and we're going to be announcing those, which is really cool. There's a luncheon coming up on the 17th. Is that correct?
Correct. And much like Howard, these are individuals that don't seek the limelight, but we want to honor them, especially coming out of COVID. We've added a couple new categories you'll see. And you'll recall last year as being an honoree, we surprised people last year because we had to do everything virtually with the pandemic. And this year we're back to our normal format. So yes, August 17th at the Mount Zion Convention Center will be the luncheon.
Okay. Tell me how this takes place. How do these people get to your attention? You know, how does all of that happen?
So this is the 17th year for these awards and they are nominated. So you'll see some organizations nominate a lot of their volunteers and we have some organizations nominated one or two. So then there's a review panel that sits down and goes through them and we try and pick the best candidate for each category.
Okay, and then how long of a process is that? I mean, when does
it's
that start?
It's very long.
Yeah, okay, I imagine it is.
And you'll see that the panel this year had, there's one category they just couldn't pick anyone, and there are actually three winners this year, so.
Okay, so let's talk about this then, and so do they know already?
No.
No one
knows.
Really?
This is the first. Yeah, this is it.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe, you know, that they had a heads up or something.
No one knows. This is the big announcement. They'll all be notified this morning and invited. They each receive a table of eight, and their nonprofit that nominated them or the individual joins them. And it's just a very rewarding and saying thank you to the people in our community.
Fantastic. Now I'm really excited because I knew like last night.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad I didn't mention anything earlier, you know.
That's okay.
Let's walk through them.
Okay, we'll go through
Explain what the award is for and then who the person, the winner is.
Of course. So the first award is the Award for Excellence for Inclusion. And this nomination should include evidence demonstrating an ongoing commitment to diversity and inclusion, advancing awareness here in Macon County. And this year nominated by Rich Hansen is Evelyn Hood is our recipient with
Fantastic.
The African American Museum.
She's great.
She is great.
And has been the longtime supporter of the Juneteenth event in downtown Decatur and so many
and
other
Black
things.
Black History Month, yes. And Black Philanthropy Month, which is next month. I mean, she is just a jewel for our community.
All right. Fantastic. Congratulations, Evelyn. All right. The next one.
The next one is a couple and the widow of Danny Cater, which you know very well. That family is being honored with our COVID-19 Hero Award, Tim Cater and Bob and Tina Rubin. And of course, you'll recall Danny passed away at a very young age from COVID. Her family came forward and brought COVID care kits to our community. You were a big part of that. And so that is a beautiful example of turning a memorial into philanthropy.
Yes, absolutely. I can't think of a better example than that family. And they took their horrible loss and turned it into something positive for other people and undoubtedly saved lives in doing so. The next one is Outstanding Young Philanthropist.
So equality there, you have to be under 40, which is young now. The recipient this year, B.J. Leonard, nominated by First Christian Church. He does an outstanding ministry, lives in the community or the neighborhood where he serves, does a lot with youth, and just one of those guys who gets it on every level.
Big part of our food drive every
year. Yeah, he is a part of everything.
He's on the food drive committee and mans and organizes all the phones that they and calls they take to accept donations all
day
long.
And I mean, he's one of those who walks the walk. And so we're very excited to honor him.
All right. How about the professional partner?
Professional partner, which is what you won for last year. This year nominated by Kirby Strong as Cancer Care Specialist of Illinois. Just an amazing business. You wouldn't think of how much they do. But again, they took all the memorials they receive and they put that back into all the communities. They're throughout Illinois and they sponsor so many events, provide wigs, provide outstanding services for people going through cancer. So we're very excited to work with them and honor them this year.
All right. And the Outstanding Philanthropic Support of the Arts is a new award.
It is a new one. So when we came through COVID, we saw how difficult it was for the arts to stay supported. We know how crucial they are here in our community. So we added that this year. They are, this year, the recipients are Dr. Paul and Shirley Stanley, and they were nominated by Millikan University.
And I tell you what, St. Shirley,
don't they do?
No kidding. And I know Paul probably doesn't get near the limelight he should, but Shirley's just an amazing, amazing person. And I can't think about like what our animal shelter and so many other things would be in this community without her.
It is. And it's just that passion, as you said, as a couple, they truly could be anywhere in the United States. They choose to be here. They love their community, and they just give and give.
Yeah, good people, good people. All right. Now, outstanding board member slash volunteer, the committee only got it narrowed down to three people.
Yes, this one had the most candidates. I think we saw this year people came forward and volunteered, and if they were active in nonprofits, man, they were there all the time. And so, yes, we have three. So John Mickler is a longtime member of MRI's board and also very involved in serving individuals with development disabilities. He was nominated by MRI. Jim Neff, nominated by Millikan University for his longtime commitment to the college. And Dr. Isaac Zinga, nominated by Boys and Girls Club of Decatur. And his passion, Dr. Z, he's the moving force behind getting that new playground for them and for our city. And also all three of those individuals very involved in a lot of things, but those are the agencies or nonprofits that nominated them.
All right. And our nonprofit, actually, let's hold that one for last.
Okay.
The Robert and Bev Kettenbrink?
Kettenbrink.
Community Commitment Award, which also includes a $1,000 grant to the nonprofit of the honoree's choice. Tell me about another special
couple. So this year, the recipients for the Kettenbrink Honor, they are James and Mary Comerford, nominated by MRI. Again, just a force in our community. Their sister, Jim's sister, was in services at MRI, and they've been committed for over 25 years to supporting that agency. They're also well known for their work with Special Olympics. Jim was one of the founders of bringing that here in 1972 to our area.
Along with another guy, I think, whose name was Beck.
Daryl Beck, yes. Yeah. So a connection there, obviously. Very, very active in the Catholic community as well. Countless volunteer hours for both of them. So we're very excited that Jim and Mary Comerford will be getting the Kettenbrink Honor.
All right. And then the Nonprofit Professional of the Year.
Ooh, so this is a big one, close to your heart and close to mine. Nominated by Crossing Healthcare is Tanya Andricks, and what can we say? Got us through COVID. All the work at Crossing and all their staff, this really, I know she will say this is a team award. When you talk about excellence, she's right there.
You got to have vision, you know, and if you don't have people with vision, stuff like what's happened on that campus doesn't get done.
Exactly.
And I know she's not here, so we can say all this. And she would go, no, it's a team
and
thing.
She and
she will
say that.
It is a team thing, but you got to have vision.
You do. And she is available to everyone in our community and her team, and she leads by example. And that is what this award looks for. This is an outstanding individual, and I mean, she's just perfect for this award.
Well, what a list of honorees.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, you should be. And the great thing is, if you want to be, it's so easy to just sort of wake up and go, man, people just let you down. And then you look at a list of people like this and you go, think about all the good stuff that people are doing in this community to a point where I think it's hysterical that they couldn't even decide on
well,
the board.
Well, some of the categories had like 15 applicants and they were all did outstanding work.
Absolutely.
You want to give them all an award.
Yeah, I know. It's just
and
amazing.
So you're really, and then you're, wow, what are we going to do?
Well, these are pretty amazing. The Do Something Great honorees just announced on this show. The luncheon will be August 17th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. If people want to attend, how do they,
they
do? They
can call us, 429-7000, and we'll be releasing a press release today with all those details, and it'll also go up on our website as soon as I get to the office.
All right, fantastic stuff, Natalie, as always. We really, really appreciate all that you guys do in the community, and congratulations once again to Evelyn Hood and to Bob and Tina Rubin and Tim Cater and to BJ Leonard and to Cancer Care Specialist of Illinois, Dr. Paul and Shirley Stanley, John Mickler, Jim Neff, Dr. Isaac Zinga. How do I say
Zinga? Juanita had to give me a prep to get ready today.
I'm ready. Tanya Andricks and Jim and Mary Comerford. Great stuff as always. We really appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.